We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. I'm your host, Dave Stouter, health warrior, owner of Apple Health Foods, and with me today, Bill Sardi, health journalist. Bill, I have a question for you. I saw something in the news on fasting. Now, years ago, I did a five-day fast, and I really thought it was tremendous. It seemed, tell you the truth, it set me off on eating a better diet, the diet that we talk about on this program, a diet without bread and pasta and rice and carbs. I lost a lot of weight. My triglycerides went down. It was really tremendous. And I hear doctors say fasting, starving yourself, it's a bad idea. What does the science show?
The science says if you can fast for 3 days, you're going to regain your immune system, just regenerate your immune system. Think about that for cancer. Think about it for a lot of things. We have diabetes. We have poor wound healing, a pretty compromised immune system. I wonder if we could fast. Now, there's water fast. There's different kinds of fasting that people do. And if you can wake up in the morning and skip breakfast and then go to lunch, you've gone 8 hours, let's say, in the night of sleeping, 4 more hours till noon. If you've done 12 hours of fasting, you've switched on the very same mechanisms that are turned on with what we call calorie-restricted diet, and then you can eat the rest of the day. So, and don't overeat, but the point is that you can turn that switch on. Now, we have pills that do this. So we'll talk about it in a later segment of the show. Red wine resveratrol pills switch the same genes on that do this. But I frequently get up in the morning, just have my vitamin pills with the smallest amount of food, and then make it all the way till about 1 o'clock before I really eat anything. Some days I just cruise right through there and just kind of eat at dinner. But, that isn't recommended every day. And if we're under a lot of stress, we're going to have to eat because we produce a lot of adrenal stress hormones and it makes us hungry. I remember the book Johanna Brandt was the author of The Grape Cure. She came here from South Africa. This was 4 or 5 decades ago in the United States. Her family was in the meat business. They had cattle and they got a lot of iron, which tends to promote the growth of cancer. And she developed a cancer in South Africa and then fasted and then broke the fast by eating grapes. And that's where this red wine molecule resveratrol comes in. And she cured the cancer. And then she came here to the United States, wrote a book about her experience, and got cancer again and did the very same thing, fasted and ate grapes to break the fast, and then wrote about her book. And the U.S. Postal Service, can you imagine this in a free country, banned her book. How did they get away with that? And all she was talking about, was she like making a lot of money? No, she wasn't selling grapes. It was just a book with opinions and experience. And they never did disprove this thing. The American Cancer Society said there was no evidence for it, but they never put it to the test. Sure, fasting works. And we keep claiming that the reason why fasting works is because you reduce the mineral load that's coming in. Now, we don't want a reduced mineral load when kids are growing because they need calcium and iron and magnesium and all of those minerals because they're growing. And we don't want to limit minerals. We want to suggest calorie restriction for moms who are going to have more children or get pregnant because they need to grow something else. But for the rest of us that are fully grown males, women after the childbearing years, we need to think about limiting the amount of food we eat, but it's more so just to keep the iron because we find the red meat providing highly absorbable iron and the dairy providing the calcium that we rust and we calcify and we get older. And I find a similar headline, David, chocolate and coffee, do they help us improve our glucose or sugar metabolism? Yes, they do. How do they do that? Because they molecules in cocoa and coffee, caffeic acid and chlorogenic acid. In grapes, that's resveratrol and quercetin and catechin. In tea, all bind iron and copper. And those are the things that are driving our disease, and we get blood sugar problems and diabetes. And so there are different ways to do the same thing. And kind of a fasting pill would be a resveratrol pill. Our sponsor, we'll get to it later in the program here, but Longevinix makes a proven in humans the right dose resveratrol red wine pill that would mimic what we're talking about a little bit. But I do believe for folks that haven't got a lot of money, if you want to get healthy, we've talked about two things. Bloodletting, simple, go donate some blood, get the iron level down in your body. I'm talking about something. We're not selling anything here, and it's a way for you to get healthy. Diabetes vanishes, cancer vanishes, brain disease vanishes, and so on. And here's another way. It doesn't cost any money, and you just save on food. Don't eat. So if you can make it all the way to noontime, go 12 hours without eating, you'll turn on and switch the same genes as what we call a calorie-restricted diet. And a calorie-restricted diet in animals doubles the lifespan and health span of the animal. It doesn't get cancer. So if you can do that, you can stay healthy. Again, last program we talked about this. Health insurance instead of health insurance.
Hey, Bill.
Insurance just pays the doctor bills. Let's ensure that you're healthy. And these are the ways to do it, and it's not all that hard.
I want to underline, I want to make sure I understand what you just said. So they saw the effect of the dark chocolate and the coffee helping with blood sugar. But what you're saying, the mechanism of that was what you've been telling us along, that it actually controlled the minerals, and because it bound to the iron and copper and some of the things we can get too much of, that's how it controlled the blood sugar.
Yes, and if you take it when you're eating a meal, it'll bind to the copper and the iron and the calcium that you're eating in your food, and then it'll just go through your system instead of going. Now, we don't want to completely rob ourselves of iron and copper. Iron needed for red blood cells, copper needed for connective tissue in our body, and of course calcium for our bones. So we don't want to rob us, but the point is it cuts it down a little bit. And I have a monograph, if you'd all like a copy, 866-405-4000, why we age, which is the over-mineralization theory of aging. As we accumulate rust and calcification, we rust and calcify as we get older. Copper, iron, and calcium are the demons of aging. And in countries where they have a lot of grasslands and water, they have a lot of cattle. Therefore, they have a lot of steers and red meat, which is rich in iron. They have a lot of cows and calcium-rich dairy. And those countries, being Scandinavia, Ireland, North America, and New Zealand, have the highest rates of heart disease and cancer. So it follows along that fasting undoes a lot of this. And we find a lot of folks that are diabetic, they don't respond well. They get sick. They get the flu. They don't have good wound healing and so on. So, you know, maybe just a way. Now, you're going to have a hard time fasting if you've been eating a lot of refined sugars. You've got yeast overgrowth, the candida overgrowth in your digestive tract. It's a sugar craving growth. And the first 2 days of fasting and so on, your stomach's going to groan, and you're going to maybe even break out into a little sweat as those candida yeast cells die off. So the first couple of days of fasting is difficult. After that, it's a breeze. And so you really need to watch that you're capable of doing this. If you've been eating the high fructose corn syrup and refined sugars, you're going to have a hard time doing that. So we're trying to go over things that are simple, that don't cost money in the first part of the show, things that reach out from our heart to yours, because I know people that are, it's a difficult time these days rubbing nickels together, and they need to get health answers for their health problems that are economical, and they don't have to run to the doctor anymore. Now, I think one good thing coming out of the collapse of our health system and our economy is we're just going to have to figure it out at home. We can't run to doctors. We can't afford to go there. And I think what the medical system is trying to do in league with the insurance companies and the medical industrial complex is take all of our money out in insurance and all this stuff. We don't even have a choice. It's just like taking out for Social Security and Medicare. And then, you know, whether we use it or not, and they've left us with no money to make our own health decisions. It's all wrapped up. So you have to go to the doctor. You're out of money. And then because they provide you and the medications and all that, you paid the insurance, they tell you what to do. And they're just nothing but problematic drugs and things that never get you well.
Hey, and Bill, so, I, you know what I tell people in my store? If you want to know what medicines, what things to do, only do things that insurance doesn't pay for, and you'll be healthy.
Yeah, you know, the problem is people have put their money in, they'd like a little bit of that return on their money. And I understand it, and but we've just gone so far. We call it fascist medicine when they make all the decisions and you're the dummy and the victim of it all. And, of course, do any of the diabetic drugs cure diabetes? No. They handle some numbers. Your blood sugar number will come down. Usually they have to give you two or three of them. By the way, most of the anti-diabetic medications except metformin cause you to gain weight, which increases your risk of diabetes. So this is the kind of insane game that goes on in modern medicine. Doctors aren't good at admitting and saying this isn't maybe the best way to go. So statin drugs don't really help you reduce the risk of mortal heart attacks. And they found out that, they did a study. And if you ate an apple a day, you did as well as a statin drug as far as cutting your risk of a heart attack. So, you know,
without bad effects,
without the bad effects, without the liver side effects, without all of the loss of memory and increased risk of diabetes and all these things. So, you know, I want to get into something else here really quick, and that is glaucoma, because we promised our audience from the last show.
Well, you know, Bill, we're coming up on a break, so
why don't we take it?
That's probably a good thing. We will discuss glaucoma when we get back. And by the way, I just want to mention as a prelude to that, I first, if you will, quote, met Bill Sardi when I saw a 4-volume book, one of the first books he wrote, I believe, and it was all on vision. So Bill knows a lot about vision, and I want to know what he has to say about glaucoma. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and health journalist Bill Sardi. And we'd asked Bill to say something about glaucoma, but he wants to interrupt himself first.
I do, and I want to say there's a little headline here. You know, we try to throw darts at modern medicine and try to shake everyone's cage, their faith in modern medicine. And there's a headline here, hospital pays $41 million settlement claim for unnecessary heart procedures. This was a hospital in Northeast Kentucky. $41 million of unnecessary care. Now, they paid it back to Medicare and so on under what they call the False Claims Act. Does anybody want to go back to that hospital? Don't they get it just paying the money? So what we have is the mafia comes in, government, and gets their fee, see? So they get paid, and the hospital got its money and made, you know, paid everybody's bills, and then, okay, they got to give this back. Insurance probably covers the fine. So why are the people continuing to put their faith in modern medicine and the hospital there? Why do they even go there? The doctors should be shamed out of business and the hospital should close up. It's amazing to me. You know, government just gets more money. So it's kind of mafia is government and the hospital. I don't know. There's just something wrong there. Let's go to my glaucoma topic. So there's a wonderful researcher. His name is Mansoor Mulk, M-U-L-K. He's a PhD candidate in biomedical engineering, and he's talking about something that's really, well, distressing. A lot of folks have glaucoma, about 2% of the population, they get over age 40. And he is saying that we've been diagnosing glaucoma rather crudely, that we use this intraocular pressure, the fluid pressure in the eye. We have that little air puff test that they do, or we put a little device on the front of your eye and they measure the fluid pressure in your eye. Well, if the fluid pressure gets too high, the idea is that it presses, you know, get your hand and sit on your hand, it becomes numb, right? So the pressure in the eye gets, the fluid pressure is too much, like sitting on the optic nerve at the back of the eye, and makes it go numb. And so that's been the theory of the common form of glaucoma. Well, he's saying your pressure can be low and you can still lose your vision. We don't know what we're doing, and we're spending money and getting it all wrong all the time. I wish somebody would have said this a long time ago. He was saying, like, we spend $3 billion a year on glaucoma care. And so he's saying if you had a little test and it would measure the bending stiffness of the cornea is the clear front window of the eye. And that would tell us a little more. So there's a stiffening there, and that's what's occurring. So it's kind of interesting. By the way, for everybody that does have glaucoma, I'll give you a little tip. The eyeball is shrinking with advancing age, and the fluid drain of the eye starts to close because it's shrinking. It's losing its roundness and its fullness because there is a jelly in the middle of the eye called the vitreous gel. It's clear, and it starts to clump up and shrink, and it does that because a molecule called hyaluronic acid, it's a jello-like molecule, starts to shrink and vanish. You can take oral hyaluronic acid, get it at health food stores, 50 to 100 milligrams or so, and every glaucoma patient that I've told to take that, the eye reinflates, it goes up to its regular size, and the glaucoma pressure goes down. So I just want to tell you, you can try it. It's harmless, not going to hurt you. It reinflates the eye. The fluid drain opens up. The fluid pressure comes down. And how would you know it works? Just go back to the doctor. Try it for whatever it is, 3 months. Go back for an eye exam and see what happens. But I haven't had one person tell me that it didn't work. And I've been begging ophthalmologists for over a decade to do a study to prove or disprove what I'm telling you, and none of them want to look into it. But there's got to be a better way. They give those beta blocker eye drops that cause the asthma, cause your heart rate to slow, cause impotence and a lot of other problems, the beta blocker eye drops. And they're really not the way to go. So they get the pressure down, but you may still lose your vision. So what happens is you're diagnosed with glaucoma maybe in your 30s, and now you're taking that eye drop, beta blocker eye drop, Timolol or whatever, in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, somewhere in your 60s, you still lost your vision anyway, even though you were told your eye fluid pressure was normal. See, it didn't work, but you paid a price and took that medicine all that time, and then it didn't work.
Bill, can I ask you a question about hyaluronic acid real quick?
Yeah, please.
I've been told that the more you take hyaluronic acid as a supplement, the more you make. And is it true that in the beginning you might want to take a higher dose, 4 to 6 capsules a day for a couple of weeks and then go down to 1 or 2? Or is that
– I don't know about 4 to 6. It depends on the dosage in the product.
Most of them are 50 milligrams, let's say.
You know, our sponsor, Longevinix, which makes a resveratrol pill, red wine anti-aging pill, with hyaluronic acid in it. It's called Longevinix Advantage. Some of you might want to look into it. But we'll talk about it more in our fourth section of the show.
Okay.
But just wanted to throw that in. Best answer for the common form of glaucoma that I know is hyaluronic acid. So better than their drugs. I also want to say something for fun here. As you're getting older, you're losing your color vision. Why is that? You know, you have a little focusing lens inside your eye, right in that little pupil, that little black area, right behind there. You can't see it because it's clear, usually clear, and it focuses for reading. It's a little aspirin size lens. Well, if that gets cloudy, we call it a cataract. You can usually see it in dogs, the little white cataract there. But usually folks are going to get what we call a yellowing cataract because the sunlight turns the clear lens of the eye yellow, and actually the lens of your eye loses about 1% of its clarity or transparency for, per year of human life. So by the time you've lived 60 years, you're looking through a stained glass window, a yellow stained glass window, the crystalline lens of your eye. It's yellow, not it's sun protective. The yellowness actually protects you from the sun, but it's going to change your ability to see colors, and you don't see blue and yellow very well. And then over time, you're going to have a real trouble, and you can get glare and other kinds of things. But one of the interesting things is folks get older, and we walk into an older folks. We've got grandparents and so on. We walk into their home, and we notice the house is dirty. And we notice they're really not good. Granddad has got a dark blue sock on and a dark black sock. He can't see the difference because he's starting to get what we call a cataract, this yellowing of the lens of the eye. And they can't see the dust in the house. So they can't see to dust it and clean it because one of the things that happens after cataract surgery is a lot of folks go, oh, I didn't know my house was so dirty. Yeah, they didn't because they couldn't see all that. And a lot of folks are, you know, putting on a funny tie with a necktie with the wrong color. Yeah, they can't see that color very well. So as we get older, our color vision is going to get altered. We can go, you know, one of the three things that modern medicine does well, the first one is fixes bones, the second one is fixes teeth, and the third one is removes cloudy cataracts. And so those three things are probably the only things that are scientifically valid in conventional medicine. But don't be afraid of cataract surgery. If your vision is getting cloudy and you cannot see to drive or read or function properly, you can get a new windshield. Would you drive around with a pitted windshield in your car? No. Get a new windshield. They go in. They remove the cloudy lens. They put a plastic lens in. And voila. You see clearly, you can see the dusting in your home, you can see colors better, and it's one of the few things in conventional medicine I recommend, and it's highly successful and without problem. By the way, you do it almost in like you do in a dental chair. You just have a local anesthetic. It takes less than a few minutes, and you're out, and you're seeing the next day. So one of the things, we're kind of anti-conventional medicine, but one of the things I do favor as we get older, before we fall and break a hip, lose our driver's license or any of those things, is to maybe have cataract surgery. Now, if you're still suspicious and you'd like to do something to prevent cataracts, carnosine eye drops, CARNOSINE. You'll probably have to find them online, like at Amazon.com.
They may not
have them at health food stores. Carnosine eye drops, CARNOSINE. They give it to dogs. The veterinarians give them to dogs, and the dogs get rid of their cataracts. I was in a good friend's home, and they put the dog on my lap, and they showed me a picture of the cataract in the dog's eyes, and it was all gone. And they said they just gave them those eye drops. So the carnosine eye drops are good for dogs, but it'll put us out of business so that in the humans they don't give it to us. But you just learned about it, and you may have to find it at Amazon.com or so on. Carnosine eye drops, CARNOS. INE. Proven in human studies to work. Various brands. You can try them.
Good. We have some at the store, Bill, but I tell you what I think is important about what you just said is my mom had cataract surgery and she was thrilled. She can see better. I had a lady come into the store and she was so cute. She was bubbling over and energetic. She had a very, very wrinkled face, okay? Particularly, and she just said, she says, I just had cataract surgery and I'm so thrilled, but oh my God, I had no idea how wrinkled I was. And
it was, well, It's worse than that. Some people that are a little bit up in their years go, you know, that they gave me some anesthetic and it caused me to age real fast. So they just hadn't been seeing the wrinkles all those years. You know, it's God's way of kind of hiding the aging that we're undergoing.
Yeah. It changes our mirror for us. But look, folks, if you had a cataract and you got it removed and things are better, that's great. But don't stop there. Prevent the next one. That's the point. If you've had a cataract, change something. You can do a lot with your diet, but those eye drops, I've seen them work. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away. There's lots more coming. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Bill Sardi, author and health journalist. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. So, Bill, I'm sitting here during the break, and we were just talking about glaucoma and cataracts and a lot of these things that rob us of our vision. And we were making the point, and I agree with you. You said three things that modern medicine does really great is, fixing bones, fixing teeth, and cataract surgery. And I know a lot of people that have had cataract surgery, they are thrilled. But even if you've had it, and hopefully you can avoid it, we want to do things that protect the eyes. Now, you go into a health food store, and lutein, bilberry, we could talk about those. They have some really good effects on the eyes. But I'm sitting here thinking, if I really want to prevent some of these eye diseases as I reach my 60s, we talk about NRF2, this transcription factor that activates our internal antioxidants. Is that a strategy for me if I want to try to protect my vision against cataracts and things like that? Is that NRF2 a viable pathway?
Well, we think glutathione is probably the best way to prevent cataracts. Now, I don't think they're making glutathione eye drops, but the point is
– no.
Now, glutathione is a big molecule, so I'm not sure it gets through to the eye as an eye drop. But you can take glutathione itself orally, or you can take N-acetylcysteine, NAC, just Nancy mm-hmm. Apple Charlie. It's in the health food store that's the precursor to make glutathione. And you can do things like get catalase. It's just another little enzyme antioxidant and so on. But the point is that – you're taking these orally the best thing we can do to excite these internal antioxidant system, your body, every cell in your body can make glutathione. They can make catalase, superoxide dismutase, these really powerful enzymatic antioxidants, and you do it through a gene switch called NRF2, and it is activated when you give something that's a little bit of a biological threat to your body. Our audience is learning about this because we keep preaching it, and that biological threat can be from various, there's 60 different molecules that do this from nature. They don't have one prescription drug that does it, but this one, these would be sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts. I think that ginger has some of this in it. But the ones we talk about because they're the best studied and more powerful is allicin from garlic, especially Garlazyme, our assuredly provides allicin garlic pill. And also resveratrol, a red wine molecule. Now, both of those are perceived by the body as a biological threat. In mild doses, they switch on your antioxidant defense system and would provide you with more glutathione and other antioxidants in your eyes and certainly be helping. You know, if folks get cataracts, I hate to say this, but it's a predictor of aging and mortality. We're getting old to the point of getting a little closer to our last day on the planet. So we want to prevent cataracts. We want to do things to slow it down, and that's why we see these anti-aging mechanisms. Now, a limited calorie diet, if we fasted or we had the calorie-restricted diets, we see that it reverses cataracts a great deal. And then we have the pills that might do this, and probably the best ones that we would have an idea on would be like the Garlazyme capsule or the Longevinix red wine pill, which are going to mimic this effect and give us the internal antioxidants. So this is kind of what happened.
Well, does seem to me that this makes sense. We get although some of these studies are contrived, you've made the point that the antioxidant theory of aging has left something to be desired, and it's probably because we're not really looking at this internal antioxidants. These would be the ones that would have the most profound effect on aging, complementing vitamin C and vitamin E and beta carotene, but that these are the real stars of the show.
Say, where do you get your health information from? Evening television news, which is dominated by the drug companies. The evening news on television is really dominated by pharmaceutical advertising, and the news people know well enough to condemn the dietary supplements, which open competition to the drugs, and to continually run wonderful news reports that statin drugs that lower cholesterol are wonderful for us. And we see the commercial interests. They're hiding the side effects of all of these drugs. In Europe, they're having a giant battle. We should have it here, too, that the statin drugs are being overprescribed. They want to give it to people that almost have no risk for heart disease or heart mortality related to cardiovascular disease. And in England, they're battling this out in the open and saying there's a whole group of doctors that are saying conflicting interests are dominating this story over whether we should prescribe more cholesterol drugs or not. And with all the side effects, including mental depression, fatigue, erectile dysfunction, liver problems, and so on. And there's a group of doctors in Britain that are saying, hey, wait a minute, we're going to stop listening to the drug companies, and they're not going to do this. And we should establish standards and not put more people on statin drugs when there's no science behind it. And as we talked about a moment ago,
wow,
just, you know, an apple gives us about the same health benefits as an apple a day as a statin drug. So less problematic without all those side effects. But they're standing up to the drug companies who are not revealing all of the positive studies on statin cholesterol lowering drugs like Lipitor and so on are all industry sponsored by the drug companies themselves. And since the drug companies have not been showing us all their long-term safety data, yes, you falsely believe, since it's FDA approved, it's safe. It isn't. A lot of FDA approved drugs are taken off the market when the light is brought in, and we can see in the closet of a lot of these things that Big Pharma is hiding from everybody. But at any rate, why don't fall for this statin drug thing? You know, the whole every adult now in America is being considered basically a guinea pig for statin drugs. And it's just a lot of problems, a lot of grief, and a lot of money spent while we don't really get any healthier. But most of us have developed a cholesterol phobia of sorts because it's just been so ingrained in us. And now we're finding even saturated fat and so on doesn't have any relationship with heart disease and mortality. Isn't that amazing? They've lied to us all this time.
Bill, one of my favorite things to do in the store is I found an ad for one of the well-publicized statin drugs in Time magazine, and I cut it out. And I show people, and the ad clearly says that this statin drug has been proven to raise your good cholesterol and lower your bad cholesterol, which I'm sure it does. And then in the middle, when it's talking about the drug, it names the drug. It says this drug is prescribed along with diet for high cholesterol and has not been determined to prevent heart disease, heart attacks, or strokes. And I see the looks on people's faces. I go, this is an ad from the drug company. They're telling you in the little print that their drug does manipulate cholesterol numbers, but has not been proven to prevent heart attacks at all. And I see them going, well, then why did my doctor give it to me? And that's a good question.
Just goes on and on. We're buying into a lot of things because it's all over our head and we trust our doctor. And is he really there for us? Well, it's hard to believe. They're so affable and friendly, and but they're on the side of the drug companies. They're not on your side. Why are we here talking? Because we're trying to get some words of truth to you that are all listening out there, trying to get you to be healthy, not over-drugged. And things I want to talk to you about, what do you need to do today to head off Alzheimer's disease tomorrow? I want to talk about that in our upcoming section here. And I also want to talk about what do you do when you have cancer? How desperate are you? And something called alkaline therapy, is that really going to cure your cancer? These are the things that I would like to get to today before we end the show today.
Well, I'll tell you something, Bill. Let's take an early break. And we'll come back. And let me first ask you, I'll tell you what people are telling me who are reading these books about acidity and alkalinity and cancer. And then you tell us what you found. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
All right. Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Remember this phone number, 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. If you would like your question answered on the air from either yours truly, Dave Stouter, Health Warrior, or health journalist Bill Sardi at Have a Heart Health Radio, leave us a message there. Again, 844-49-HEART. Bill, I have heard many, many times from customers coming in my store, they'll say, you know, I read that cancer cells cannot survive in an alkaline diet. And there are many books out there proclaiming that if our system is more acidic, then there's going to be more inflammation, more degradation, more disease. And if we can control our acid-alkaline balance by the way we eat and certain supplements, that not only will we be healthier, but a lot of these books make the flat-out statement that if we stayed alkaline, that cancer cells just just couldn't survive and they just disappear. And I only hope that's true, but what does the science show?
This all started in the 1930s. Otto Warburg, the Warburg effect, won 2 Nobel Prizes and showed that cancer cells, which normally are going to use oxygen. Why are we breathing? Why do we have lungs? To get oxygen to our tissues. What does it do with the oxygen? But burns the oxygen, just like we get gasoline in our car, and it goes into the cells and into little energy compartments, atomic power plants, and burns oxygen into energy. So, and that becomes a little energy molecule called adenotriphosphate. Well, what happens in cancer cells? They start dividing so fast, and they become a little ball called a tumor. And the middle of the tumor can't get oxygen. And so we would think, wow, the cancer cells in the middle of that ball of tumor cells should die off. Well, what's happening there is those cells revert to making sugar for energy, and that's the Otto Warburg discovery. So the center of a solid tumor is going to be sugary. It's going to make its own sugar. Doesn't help us to add more sugar in our diet. We find that people eat a lot of refined sugar, don't live as long if they have cancer. And in fact, we see a lot of remissions of people who just remove the refined sugars. But here we are with this issue of what do we do about the Warburg effect? Well, the idea is that what Otto Warburg shows, since the cancer cell is making sugar, it expels glucose is what it makes. Then it expels lactic acid. Well, the acid was outside the cell being expelled. And as we have chemotherapy drugs and so on approach the tumor cell, the acidity repels it and you get drug resistance, treatment resistance. So really, it's a misnomer. It's a mistaken direction to believe that if we alkalize the cell. No, if we acidified the cell. Now, this whole report is up at lewrockwell.com or at knowledgeofhealth.com, my non-commercial website. Desperate cancer patients turn to alkaline therapy, unaware of the promise of resveratrol. And how did resveratrol get in here, the red wine molecule? Well, Otto Warburg was showing what I just said, that cancer cells revert to making their own sugar, that the acid is actually outside the cell, not inside the cell. Well, what controls all this? There is a gene, what we call a gene transcription factor, called hypoxia-inducing factor. Hypoxia is a state of a lack of oxygen. There's a little gene that is the oxygen sensor for our cells. So when it senses we're out of oxygen, it upregulates the proteins. It makes little proteins from this gene and drives the sugar making of the cancer cell so it can survive. Wow, it's going in the wrong direction. How do we turn off the hypoxia-inducing gene called hypoxia-inducing factor number 1 or HIF number 1? If we knew how to do that, we'd know how to shut down cancer. Well, it turns out that there are some articles here in the Archives of Pharmaceutical Research in March of last year, 2013, on various molecules, synthetic and natural, that shut down this HIF or oxygen sensing gene, HIF1 hypoxia inducing factor. And they went through a list of those. On that list is resveratrol, the red wine molecule. Now, for all those folks who are trying to alkalize their body, you're going in the wrong direction. You need to acidify your body. If your stomach isn't acid, you'll not only get infections, but you'll get stomach cancer. If your bladder is not acid, you'll get bladder infections and bladder cancer. If your bloodstream, you cannot change the pH of your bloodstream. It has to be neutral. Now, the pH is very acid is 2 and very alkaline is 14. In the middle is 7. And generally speaking, your blood is about 7.2 to 7.4 pH at all times. If it isn't, you're going to go into acidosis or alkalosis. You're going to become, you're going to get serious health problems and have to go get some buffers, intravenous like sodium chloride or something, to make your blood not as acidic and so on. That you'd be in the emergency room all the time. Well, the body doesn't make it that way, that if what you eat, you know, changes the pH of your blood, it's on autopilot. So the pH of your blood is constant so that the red blood cells don't get destroyed. So it's a misnomer to try to make your blood or your body, you can't control that with your diet. What you can do is shut off this HIF1 gene that turns on the switch so cancer cells make their own sugar, become immortal. Cancer cells are immortal. They don't die off. That's why we get a little ball called a tumor, solid tumor. So it turns out that if you can decrease or inhibit this HIF oxygen sensing molecule called HIF1, and if you do that, you also shut off growth factors that send new blood vessels to tumors. And that's called angiogenesis. Well, sure enough, if you'd use the red wine molecule resveratrol, this was all done in an experiment published in PLOS Medicine, Public Library of Science Medicine, in 2010 by National Institutes of Health researchers themselves. If you use resveratrol, you shut off the HIF1 gene 189-fold, 189 times down, minus 189. Now, our sponsor's product that I formulated, Longevinex, in that same experiment, turned off HIF1 as measured by microRNA 1,366-fold. So resveratrol by itself, down 189, Longevinex down 1,366.
So you're saying the Longevinex formula, because of the way it's formulated, the other nutraceuticals, beat out resveratrol. So it's not just
I'm trying
same.
To tell the folks that are trying to alkalinize their body that they should be using resveratrol or more so Longevinex. I'm not saying it cures cancer. I'm telling you it's trips the switch for cancer, and it makes this HIF1 guy, he can't get going. He can't become a strong factor. The tumor cells can't revert to using sugar, and the new blood vessels that come out and feed the tumor can't occur. And is this actually occurring in humans? Yes. Wet macular degeneration, where new blood vessels come and invade the back of the eye, that's kind of a model of like what cancer does. And sure enough, in humans, Longevinex is being used and demonstrated numerous times to recede the abnormal blood vessels in the back of the eye. What do you think it will do? It will recede blood vessels that feed tumors. And once you've got new blood vessels coming to feed a tumor nutrients and oxygen, you've got a pathway for some tumor cells to get into the blood circulation, escape, and they go to other locations, and we call those metastases, where the cancer's spreading. So if you can cut off those new blood vessels, again, what is the most powerful agent on the planet to do this? It's called Longevinex. It's a red wine pill, our sponsor. You want to find out about it, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. We can only promote it to promote good health. That's what we can promote it for. But we're educating you how it works. And it is a tremendous agent for inhibiting the very gene that controls the growth of cancer cells. So I think you out of, you know, freedom of speech, we're telling the truth. And at least get a red wine resveratrol pill. It doesn't do it. Let me see here, 189. So Longevinex is about six times stronger than resveratrol in doing this. But for all of those folks who are trying to, you know, there's three generations of chiropractors wrote books, one of them called Alkalize or Die. And it's just a falsehood. You cannot alkalize your body. Now minerals, milk is alkaline, calcium is alkaline, magnesium is alkaline. So, you know, you get these alkaline minerals in your body, but that can't change the pH of your blood. You do not want an alkaline digestive tract. You want an acid digestive tract so you can absorb your nutrients, kill off bacteria, viruses, and funguses, and cancer cells. So you want to do that. So we went in the wrong direction, and if we wanted to go in the right direction, we would take resveratrol, the red wine molecule that molecularly does this. It genetically does this. And the factor that controls it is a little oxygen-sensing gene called HIF1, hypoxia-inducing factor. Hypoxia, the state of being without oxygen. And so that's what you want to do. Longevinix profoundly downregulates that transcription factor, HIF1. And you'll be able to read all this online very shortly. We're going to post it up there at Resveratrol News, at knowledgeofhealth.com. And we're just trying to get folks that, you know, it's very hard to get people some of these ingrained ideas. We're so suspicious of Big Pharma. True, we should be. We're so suspicious the FDA is hiding cancer cures from us. They certainly are. We'll tell you more about that in upcoming shows. And this is one of them. And unfortunately, if we weren't misdirected in natural medicine and we knew how to do this, we might have some cancer cures on our hands. And how would they stop it once people learned about it and it was actually working? We're going to have to go around the slash burn and poison of chemo and radiation therapy. We're going to have to step around it. Now, if you're timid, you've never made a healthcare decision for yourself, you're not going to do this. You're going to run to the doctor and say you heard some yokel on the radio, and is this really true? And he'll say he doesn't know, and it's all unproven. And if you want to believe them, that's fine. But in all the years that we have cancer treatment, we don't have any cures. They don't have a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
They're claiming that people are living longer, but it's only because they're detecting the cancers at an earlier, smaller stage, and therefore it appears that we have longer survival. That's all. So if they diagnose a cancer in me today, that's one thing. If they diagnosed it and I live a year, so let's say I live to 2015. But if they diagnosed it last year, it would look like I live 2 years instead of 1 year. But I'm still dying on the same calendar day, and that's the smoke and the charade that's going on, smoke and mirrors of modern cancer therapy. We are not improving the survival of cancer patients. We're just detecting it earlier. That's all. Patients are still dying on the same calendar day. They do not have a cure for cancer. I know that's terrible to think about. I brought this up, and one lady said, please don't tell my mother any of that. It's her only hope. Well, but it's a false hope. So don't fall for the false hopes, but don't fall for alternative medicine that's misdirected either. And now I'm leading everybody out of the woods. Find a resveratrol pill. You want to find one that's actually working in humans, receding the blood vessels, has the right dose, proven to work. It's called Longevinix, 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000. Leave your name and number. They'll call you back. Shipping headquarters is in Las Vegas. And this is just maybe new information to you. We want to come back and deliver it again and again until people feel comfortable with this. If you've had cancer and you don't want it to come back, what might you do?
Hey, Bill, we're just about out of time. That was very profound. I'd like to come back next week and let's talk about your report about things we can do now to prevent Alzheimer's. Thanks for being with us today. We will be back next week. Don't miss any of our shows. We'd love to have you there. Take care. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.